Aston Villa manager Unai Emery says the club will be very demanding when asking their price to Arsenal for striker Ollie Watkins. The London side had an initial bid rejected by Villa, but are expected to try again. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta won't be drawn in on the club's plans.
You know, I cannot talk about any of that. My confidence is that we have an amazing club and people working always to try to improve, and let's see what happens.
Time is running out for the Gunners, who are looking to make a few signings to bolster their squad going into the last part of the season. Sticking with football news, Man United manager Ruben Amorim says it's vital that they avoid the Europa League playoffs in order to ease their fixture congestion. They take on FCSB in Romania tonight, knowing a win will guarantee automatic qualification to the last 16. Amorim's urged his team to get the job done.
Just the feeling of winning is really important. Then we have the situation of the playoff is massive for us. We can clean 1 week or 2 weeks without any game in the middle of the week, and that in this moment is really important.
Marcus Rashford once again has been left out of United's squad. Amorim says that he has to change if he's to win his place back. Spurs are also in action in the Europa League tonight. They take on Augsburg. And finishing with some rugby, Accor Stadium in Sydney will host the 2027 Men's Rugby World Cup final. The stadium has an 82,000 capacity. It'll also host the semi-finals, the third place playoff, and two quarterfinals. So plenty of knockout rugby in Sydney. Sydney, as well as Melbourne, Perth, which will host the opening game. Brisbane, Adelaide, Townsville, and Newcastle will host matches as the world's best 24 teams take on each other over 6 weeks. No rugby, though, for the home of the Brumbies down in Canberra. That's all for this hour for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.